Bank of Cardiff, this is Hashem. May I please start with your 16-digit reservation code, please?
Yes, 2511 dash 0401 dash 0049 dash 4566.
4566. And did you say it was 0009 on the third one?
0049.
49, okay. Let's see what we got here for you. Alrighty, and are you calling from Motoway YL1?
Yes, that's my company.
Excellent. And who am I speaking with today?
My name is Magid Motawa.
Magid?
Mm-hmm.
M-A-G-E-D. Got it. And then the company name is the last name, Motawa, you said?
Last name, yeah, without the YL1, yeah.
Gotcha, just to the H.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And I'm just going to confirm a couple pieces of information I have on here for you. Correct me if they're wrong. Are you at 26990 Pacific Terrace Drive, Mission Viejo?
Yeah, that's the headquarters.
Excellent. And it's 92692?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's a good phone number for you, just in case we get disconnected here?
302-8294.
8294. Perfect. And what's a good email address for you, Magid?
First name, Magid.
Mm-hmm.
Dot last name, Mutawa.
Mutawa.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. And do you have a website for the business right now?
Just the Facebook and that kind of stuff.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
We own franchise stores, self-serve.
Very nice.
Frozen yogurt stores. It's a franchise called Yogurtland in California.
Oh, okay. Yeah, of course. I was there, I think, 2 days ago.
Okay. And we have three stores, basically. We own one in Anaheim, Orange County, Garden Grove, Orange County, and the third one in Azusa, L.A. County.
Okay, very nice. Gotcha.
So, without giving you a lot of information, I just need some basic info before I decide this is something I want to continue dealing with or if there's interest or not. So,
of course.
If you can answer a couple of questions for me, and then we, without wasting your time or my time, and we can just save a lot of time for everybody.
Sure.
I get a lot of calls from companies like yours offer me, you know, business loans, this and that, and then when I dig into it, they have ridiculous terms, you know, loan origination fees or interest rates or this, this, and that. So what I want to know is from you, on that loan that you came up with, it's $250,000. What is the rate, and what is the any costs, such as origination fees or any fees associated to obtain that loan?
Okay, of course. So for the $250,000 pre-approval, it was for up to $250,000, right? And the way that works as well is it's a working capital loan. Have you ever had a working capital loan before?
No, I have SBA loans, and each store has its own SBA loan. And what I was thinking of, if I did get this, I would pay off the SBA loan and then go with this.
Okay, gotcha. So you want to consolidate a loan at the same time.
If this makes sense or not to start with, assuming that this loan would make sense. So.
Right, of course. So for a working capital loan, basically it's a short-term loan, and how it works is we can typically lend out about 10 to 15% of the top-line revenue as unsecured cash. So it works very similarly to a line of credit. except it's unsecured. So you're not going to have to put up, you know, your house, your car, or anything like that
so
to get 10, the loan.
10 to 15% of the sales, is that what you're saying?
Of total sales, exactly.
So if my sales are, I don't know, $2.5 million,
then we can get you anywhere between $250,000 to $300 something.
Okay. Got
is
it.
What you would be looking
so
at.
So that's the loan amount.
Correct.
Duration.
And duration, here's the thing. For a working capital loan, we don't have like a strict APR. Like when you go to Wells Fargo or Bank of America, well, they'll tell you, okay, we have this at, you know, 8.9% or whatever it is. What we do is we end up taking a look at the overall health of your business. So we'll take a look at your tax return and we'll take a look at your 6-month bank statements. So basically what we see is your ending balances, make sure they're positive and that you still have revenue coming in from the business and it's pretty consistent. And we base it off of your business. That's the difference between a working capital loan and a line of credit. In the line of credit, they're going to tell you, okay, put up your house. We'll give you, you know, $50,000, $100,000. Here you go. For working capital, we'll look at your business. We'll be like, okay, this guy is making $1 million a year here. We'll give him $100,000 to $150,000 to work with because he does have revenue coming in, right? And as for term lengths, they range anywhere between 3 months to 3 years. So for working capital, 3 years is our cap. Was there a specific kind of term that you were really looking for?
What is the interest rate and what is the cost?
And rates? The cost of what? I'm sorry?
Let's talk about the rate first and then we'll talk about any cost.
Sure. Yeah, of course. So rates typically start around 10%. And that's because it's an unsecured cash loan. Obviously, it's going to be more expensive than you having to put up your home because we don't have any collateral for you, right? We're basing it solely on the fact that your business is generating income and that you will pay us back on that note. And then, like I said, it really, really does depend on how you look on paper. So once we take a look at tax returns and bank statements is when we can put together terms and rates for you. And we're a relationship-based bank, so, you know, our job is not to just throw a loan at you and, you know, be done. We're trying to help you every step of the way. We're not going to give you one loan option. We're going to give you multiple options with multiple rates, with multiple different term lengths. So we don't kind of just throw one loan at you and tell you, okay, here, you take this down your throat, and then when you want another one, you come back. We'll work with you every step of the way. And then even throughout your loan, if you need additional money, you come back to us, and we'll just refi it and fix it up for you. And as a re-existing customer, we're able to lower the rates even more for you.
So what's the cost of you know, getting loan origination fees or any other fees for that matter? To get a loan this size.
What do you mean, sir? I'm sorry.
Some banks charge loan origination fees or other fees, doc fees or whatever it is to get the loan.
Oh, okay. Let me pull that up for you. One sec. Let me see if it's on here. All right, Megan?
Yeah.
So generally, it's around 1 to 2.5% for a loan origination fee.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
that's typically
that
what it is.
All my questions, and I don't think this works. I was looking really for something to refinance my existing SBA loans. I have, like I said. And the rates are very high, the duration is short, and the fees is too high. So all the wrong thing. Granted, my SBA loan has some collateral. This is unsecured, but I already got the loan. It's like I have to refinance.
Right.
And,
what's the What's the current balance on your SBA loan right now?
One of them is like around 253 or 250, almost 250, so call it 255. So, and it probably went down this month already. The other one is around 300, and another one around 450. So each store has got a loan.
Okay, got you. So these are all separate. So 300,000, 450,000, and
Yeah.
250.
Each are separate. Yes.
Okay, got you. And all three of them are SBA loans?
Yes. Each one is a different SBA loan, unless you're different bank.
Gotcha. Okay. So you were looking at something more to consolidate all three of the loans together?
That's a possibility. The reason I was looking into that is to free the collateral, number one, and if I can get better terms. I know there are some business loans there that are around the 4 to 5%. You know, that would save me some interest. So that was the reason I'm looking for. But I don't really have to have my business is extremely profitable.
Good.
We make pretty good money, and just wanted to see if I can see the collateral that, you know, anytime I want to do something, I got to get the bank blessing, and then I got to give them all the prestige if I sold something. So that's the reason
Gotcha.
I was looking for. But
Have you
that's
already spoken to your local bank about this?
the banks, like I have Chase and Wells Fargo, I have different relationship with them. They don't do. If I don't own the real estate, which I don't, and these are all leases, they don't do these kind of loans. They will do the business loan if I own the real estate, but since I don't own the real estate, they wouldn't do it. So.
Gotcha. So they can't put it up as collateral, you mean?
Their business loans don't use collateral. And only the business, obviously, and but no other collateral is required. And if there was no, real estate involved, then they don't want to touch it.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. I mean, so the con besides the consolidation, were you looking at anything besides putting those three loans together as one payment, or were you trying to net
Oh
capital on
yeah,
top?
if I can get some loan that, yeah, combine them and reduce some, get me the thing. I think my goal is to get rid of the collateral and do better on the rates, basically. And if I can accomplish that, yeah, absolutely. You can combine them and have them separate, it doesn't matter.
Right.
Whatever works better.
On the SBAs, what are you paying right now?
They're 6.25%.
6.25. Okay.
It used to be 6, and about 6 months ago, or something like that, we went to 6.25.
Yeah, and I keep hearing this whole thing after the election, rates are supposed to go up because the feds haven't moved it up in a long time. Not sure whether that's true or
I
not,
mean,
but
the one of them, for example, we started. That was 2.5 years ago. Was $725,000 loan. Now it's about 300. I paid it down tremendously.
oh, okay, very nice.
The one in Anaheim, that one was around 360. Now it's 250. That one I'm just not paying aggressively.
Wow,
And the other
very
one, the last one, the 450, we just bought that store in May, so that's a kind of a new loan.
Wow, very nice. So, just curious, actually, you said that you own three Yogurtland franchises, right? Is that under the Mutawa company?
Yeah, all under the same LLC.
Oh, okay. Very nice. That's actually pretty cool.
But I treat them separately. Each one has got their own books, their own bank
Smart.
accounts, and so on. So I treat them
Brilliant.
separately, and so I can figure out what each store is doing independently. But they're all under the owned by the same LLC.
Right. Okay, wow, very nice. How are the, just curious, how are the Yogurtland stores seem to be doing pretty well? Are you in like good
Yeah, we
locations or?
do. Yeah, of course. Anaheim is in the center of Orange County,
Right.
and it does. Like last year, did $724,000 of sales.
As you said,
827 or something like that.
Wow, good for you.
And then Garden Grove, I did not own it last year, but it did 720. I bought it in May this year, so.
Oh, wow. Very good for you. And then is it a pretty good profit margin for you?
Yeah, we typically do somewhere between 32-33, roughly about average by 33% from sales.
Oh, okay. That's not bad at all. I was just wondering, because a lot of the times when I do end up going to Yogurtland, it is pretty empty. So you're
seeing pretty... Well, it depends when, and it depends what store. So,
right.
So all the Yogurtland, basically, during the daytime, we do our business at the evenings and the weekends.
Right.
The rest of the time is not that busy at all. But
wow.
And then obviously, from mid-October till the end of the year, it's pretty dead.
Right.
But comes the beginning of the year, start ramping up. So it's in like 10.5, or actually 9.5 months business.
Oh, okay.
The last 2.5 months, you kind of about break even kind of thing.
So in the winter seasons, basically, it kind of slows down.
Yeah, mid October, November, and December is basically pretty slow.
The slowest months,
pretty much. Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. And where are you from, Megan?
From Egypt, originally.
Egypt. Okay, I was gonna say, because you pronounced your name Megid, and I know a lot of people who would pronounce it Majid.
Yeah,
right?
From Egypt, they don't say G.
They don't say the J, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm Palestinian, and
okay.
I was gonna say to me it's Majid.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Egyptians don't say G, they say G.
They say the G.
Yeah.
Right, right. But yeah, I mean, was there anything that you wanted to try with us at least to see what kind of rate you might get?
No, I don't think the numbers you mentioned don't work for me, especially like I don't. It's not like I got to go get a loan. I'm desperate.
It's not like an emergency or anything for you.
Yeah, and I'm just looking to prove the loan situation and basically release the collateral. So,
right.
The offer came in the mail last week, so I figured I'd just give it a shot, see what, you know, see if the terms are reasonable or not and would work for me, and they don't really work for me.
Gotcha. Okay, I mean...
All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate
the
information.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have my information, if you guys have better terms on loans in the future, you can
down the line. Yep, absolutely, we'll do. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. Bye. Take care, Megan. Take care.